You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. The following is a message from Heritage Foods USA. Join Heritage Foods USA this November. Reserve your heritage turkey today. Loved by all our chefs and customers for their unbeatable flavor. Visit www.heritagefoodsusa.com or call 718-389-0985 to order yours. That's 718-389-0985.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hey, you are on with Growing Good. My name's Alessandra Maria. We've got Baby Wally in the station with me and a very special guest today, Melissa McAllister. Today on Growing Good, we are going to be talking about spices and spices for your baby, spices for your toddler. I have two inspirations for this segment. One is that Wally and I took a long European journey. I also did a travel with baby segment. And I realized in Europe that Wally was eating everything and then some. He wanted... He's asking more right now because I just gave him a beautiful clementine and I'm going to give him more. But so when we were in Europe, he was just eating everything and eating seconds. And I know that all of you parents out there, you know, can connect with me about that eating struggles and trying to get your son to eat, your daughter to eat, becomes like the primary, you know, factor of your entire day, playing games, playing peekaboo with food, airplane. Cooking. Yeah, airplane, exactly. Melissa and I made applesauce. Melissa is my second inspiration for the show, and we made applesauce last week together, and it took us like 4 hours and to make 2 Tupperwares each. And then afterwards, of course, her baby, Harry, is like eating it all up and yum, yum. And Wally's spitting it in my face. And I was like, but mommy made this applesauce for you with so much love. And it was so time consuming. So she was my second inspiration because when I called and I was like, hey, Melissa, you want to come over and make applesauce, homemade applesauce? She immediately started letting me know, like, you know, asking me what spices did I have in the house, what flavors could we make the applesauce. So we ended up making ginger applesauce. Mm-hmm. But you had some other suggestions that I just had never even heard of. So here we are today with spices on Growing Good. So when is it time to mix taste up a little? Many pediatricians advise waiting until a baby is 7 or 8 months old to try different spices. And this is due to the possibility of tummy upset and not necessarily for allergic issues. But as long as your baby, you know, enjoys the food and you prepare it appropriately for his developmental stage, i.e. like no big chunks for 6 months, your six-month-old babies, no shellfish unless your pediatrician says go for it, you know, then you can start cooking with spices, which I'm really excited to learn about today on my own show. The American Academy of Pediatrics, which is the AAP. So for the rest of the segment, when you hear us say AAP, we're talking about the American Academy of Pediatrics. They offer these steps always for introducing new foods. You want to offer your baby one new food at a time and wait at least 2 to 3 days before starting another. Then after each new food, watch for an allergic reaction such as diarrhea, rash, or vomiting. If any of these occur, obviously stop using the new food and talk with your pediatrician. Now I'm going to be introducing Melissa. We're just moms. We're not doctors. So we're just going to let you know what we've been doing, what's working for us. And I would want my son to have asked for seconds the way that we were in Europe. And I'm certain that it had something to do with spices. What do you think, Melissa?
Well, we try to incorporate at least one spice and one herb into every meal. Even like, you know, even ice cream, putting some fresh mint on our ice cream, or over the summer with mangoes, basil with the mangoes.
I know, when we were in the park one day, Melissa had her little, you know, organic plastic Tupperware, and she opened it and it was mangoes and there was like green things in there, and I was like, there's leaves in your mango. She was like, no honey, it's basil. Harry loves his basil.
Yeah, we have
so far out and awesome.
Yeah, we have a little herb garden growing in our window right here in Brooklyn, you know, so it's totally doable to have fresh herbs all the time. Plus, you know, I mean, they sell them in the supermarkets too, but I think it just adds a little bit of life to every meal, you know.
Sure, but it also health. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about that with Melissa, because she is just my research guru. I found out some other things about, you know, Dr. Melvin Hyman. She's a professor of pediatrics at the University of California in San Francisco. Kind of gave us a rundown. You want some more oranges? Of some spices and herbs. Now, these have, you know, internationally known health, you know, benefits. But you can always do the research for yourself. So do you wanna hit us with one of them?
Yeah, one of them. This is from the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. They found out that cinnamon actually helps with glucose tolerance and diabetes. It says, our recent human studies indicate that consuming roughly 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon per day or less leads to dramatic improvements in blood sugar, cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides. Intake of cinnamon at these levels is very safe, and there should not be any side effects. This is obviously for adults.
Yeah, but cinnamon adds a hint of extra sweetness to applesauce or mashed sweet potatoes, and is a kid favorite, and is completely kid-friendly. Again, you want to check with your pediatrician, but it's an awesome way to get a tricky, you know, picky child and baby and toddler to eat. I remember once I gave Wally cinnamon. He was only 7 months old, and it kind of like exfoliated his face the way that you would after a facial, and it was all red, and I was like, oh my God, he's having an allergic reaction. Yeah. But it really wasn't. It was just the, you know, I had put too much, and the grinding of it on his skin and his little baby skin made it all red, but he loved it, you know?
Yeah, I think any of the warming spices can do that. Cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon can have a little bit of an irritation, so you want to, you know, keep
right, but
an
it's
eye
nothing
out for that.
To be alarmed
about. At
this
point, I think Harry's 17 months old, and I haven't seen any issues with him. We put cinnamon in lots of stuff. This even recommends you can put it in orange juice, oatmeal, your coffee, in salads, on meats, and it also says that active components are not destroyed by heat, which is important.
And then you were telling me once, Melissa, when you're over, that you even use these spices when you're cooking your meats. You were telling me. Give me some of your home recipes. They're so amazing when I'm listening to you.
Matt is really into, my husband is really into making bone broths. And we try to keep bone broths in the freezer at all times. And he uses clove when he makes beef broth. And
now, do you buy these like usually just in a jar, or you actually go for the fresh?
Yeah, he goes. Fresh,
well,
no,
you grow them.
Those are the cloves are dried, and he just throws a couple whole cloves in the beef stock as it's cooking.
That's
so
amazing.
You can easily strain it out. He also does black peppercorns. What else? I mean, cinnamon. My new favorite spice mixture is cinnamon, cumin, and turmeric. It's kind of like a curry, you know, kind of flavor.
And you've been been feeding Harry Indian food since he was what, 6 months old?
We have an Indian restaurant downstairs.
That's so amazing. So, you know, you can always, you know, do your own research, check with your pediatricians, but
our doctor,
if your kid wants it, he wants
it. Cool with it.
Yeah. So some other references here are, I looked up some spices that are good for baby on wholesomebabyfood.com. And they talk about pepper. You can use pepper with a light touch to avoid burning baby's sensitive mouths. In countries where hot peppers are a regular part of their cuisine, even very young babies eat hot peppers. Garlic. So if you breastfeed your baby and you eat garlic yourself, your baby has already tasted the seasoning since it was transmitted in breast milk for many, many months before you begin to introduce it into their diet. But too much garlic can upset sensitive tummies. Again, these are not, you know, harmful situations. You just want your baby to sleep well. That's all. So you want to use a light hand with the garlic. The basil that we talked about, Melissa, you can add to your fruit. That's just like such a cool thing. So it's just such a great thing. You can sneak it up on them. And it's just, you know, it's fresh. It's from the earth. It's beautiful. So basil, you can flavor to your soups, your vegetables. Melissa does it with the fruit, which is amazing. The smell seasoning could be a good place to start if your infant is unfamiliar with spice. Mm-hmm. Because apparently by the AAP, they say that the basil is the easiest to digest, and it is the easiest for the child to learn. You can give him leaves to chew on. It's all, you know, when he's teething.
We did that with Harry.
You did?
We had basil growing in the summer. Yep. And we gave he loved to help me water the earth and stuff like that. And I would just give him leaves right off the plant.
Right. And I mean, how amazing. And this is so, to me, as a mother, this is so much better than buying like a store-bought teething cookie or, you know, implementing medicinal teething elements into your mint. Mint is just, it makes them feel good. And then another AAP recommended spice for babies is rosemary. You can use your rosemary to flavor fish. Again, fish, check with your pediatricians, because that's something that some parents like to wait on. But your chicken dishes, Wally is all about chicken. Like
lamb and rosemary.
Yeah.
It's delicious too.
You can use it finely ground rosemary, not whole springs. The little twigs of rosemary springs could present a choking hazard for very young children. So you want to make sure that you're grounding that rosemary for them. And then this also does talk about curry.
Yes.
What is it? You want the headphones? Wally wants to say something.
Wally, say hello. No.
Wally went stinky, so we're going to change it during our music break, aren't we? You went your morning stinky? And then your AAP also talks about curry, which is so amazing, which you are so brave for introducing this. It would never occur to me.
Wasn't something spicy. Wasn't spicy at all, but...
But it just would never occur to me, and I'm so excited to start cooking this way. A lot of the times with these shows, I'm really catching up with my own segments, and then I go home and I'm like, oh, well, now I have to do that. So this... Yeah, say something, Wally. Oh my gosh, snot everywhere on the mic. So for curry, the AAP says that this key ingredient in Indian cuisine adds flavor to potatoes, rice, soups, and of course, curries. It's completely safe for children. You just want to use it mildly. If you ate curry while you were breastfeeding, you pass this flavor on to your baby in the breast milk. WholesomeBabyFood.com cautions that curry does cause rash in some infants, so watch your child carefully if you feed her curry.
Yeah, turmeric in curry is the one that seems to be getting all the attention. It's high in antioxidants. They're even talking about it fighting cancer, helping with brain injuries. They're doing all kinds of research. Mostly what we see is the curcumin in it. That seems to be the
magic. What's curcumin?
That's the yellow substance in turmeric. I think it's also in cumin too. And it is, I mean, turmeric is becoming one of our favorite spices at our house lately.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that you do that. So if you don't obviously grow your own herbs, where can people go get good herbs locally?
You can check at the farmer's market, and, you know, we go to the one in McCarran. At this point, it's getting a little late. I think you can still buy, you know, some of the greenhouse-grown herbs, you know.
And you can take road trips. I remember when we went to that book fair? Mm-hmm. Melissa and I went to the children's book fair up in Hudson. It was so wonderful. And then driving back, we stopped at a stand outside of a farm, and that's actually where I bought my Roman chamomile and my echinacea plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a bunch of herbs there too. I think we got thyme.
Yeah, so you know if you want the real thing and you don't want to grow it, you might have to go out of the city or find some great some great farms that can help you up. But you can order the seeds online and just begin in your very own home. We're going to go to our first song. It is Stinky in the Station on Growing Good Today. I'm going to change a diaper. So enjoy this tune, and we'll be back with you with more spices for babies and toddlers.
And all things nice, kisses sweeter than wine, sugar and spice and all things nice, you know that little girl is mine. Everybody stops and stares at my baby when she's walking down the street. People passing by just look at my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. You say it's sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Every time we kiss, I get that feeling. Every time we simply meet, when I see your smile, I get that feeling. 'Cause my baby looks so sweet. She's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Sugar and spice and all things nice, kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice, you know that little girl is mine.
Never ever knew a girl so lovely, sweet enough to want to meet. Everyone's crazy about my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice, kisses.
Hey guys, we're back on Growing Good. I'm Alessandra. Baby Wally's here, and my beautiful guest, Melissa McAllister. We're talking about cooking with spices for baby today. And I was just asking Melissa, what is the difference between a spice and an herb? It's the same thing.
An herb is usually refers to the leaves of the plant. So things like thyme, basil, marjoram, oregano would be considered herbs. And then spices, I think, usually refer to the roots and the berries. So pepper, cardamom, ginger, turmeric. Turmeric is a root.
Right.
Also, so.
So teas, when we're talking about teas, it's a combination of both sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I've been giving Wally echinacea tea at home. What I do is I have an echinacea plant and a Roman chamomile plant, and I cut the leaves off. I dry them out on a paper towel overnight, and then I Ziploc bag them. And when I see that he's about, you know, I really should give it to him regularly, but when I see that he's about to catch something, or I know that he's been around other children that are sick, I make him a tea, I chill it in the fridge, and then in the night, on those nights, instead of nursing him, I give him the cold tea in a bottle. It seems to have been helping, and he's growing big and strong, so it's great. Another thing that we were talking about, Melissa, is getting through the winter. What I'm going to do, and this always goes along with my primary focus of making your own baby food, I usually go shopping a little bit every day for our meals, because I hate to watch things go bad in the fridge, you know, and it's just so money-wasting and time-consuming. And I was talking to Melissa about I'm going to start making like huge vegetable stews to get us through the winter. So my plan as a single young new mom is that I'm going to hit the market on Saturdays, I'm going to get all my vegetables, and I'm going to make these like huge batches of vegetable stews. And then Melissa recommended putting them in individual, like maybe like portions in Ziploc bags or small Tupperwares and freeze them, and then I'll have all the servings. Mm-hmm. But I can add the meat, you know, fresh, and I can add the spices fresh. So that's what's started making me thinking. So if I wanted to make just like a nice vegetable stew, mm-hmm. what spices do you recommend for me to add to it?
We make one. I mean, I put thyme in everything, basically. Thyme's one of my favorite herbs. We always have it growing fresh in the house, even if I manage to kill the plant because we go on vacation or whatever.
And Harry really likes it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so great.
Yep, and the leaves are nice and tiny, so even if, you know, some kids are picky and they'll want to pick anything green out of their food, thyme is so small that they probably won't even notice it. You know, right. They're just little tiny leaves. We do, for winter, I tend to like cumin in soups. Make some nice lentil soup with lots of cumin.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Oregano.
Yeah, I haven't even
great.
Introduced beans yet to Wally.
Yeah.
What beans do you, are you're into all that?
I like, my favorite is lentils, definitely.
And Harry really
yeah.
likes it.
And they're easy. They're little, so you don't have to
worry about it being a choking hazard.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to soak them overnight. It doesn't take hours and hours and hours and hours to cook. Like, you know, some dried beans. Yeah, they're just my favorite. They're so good.
Yeah, they're coming. We got to get on that. So what about chickpeas? Do you use a lot of chickpeas?
Yeah, I've been making hummus for Harry, and it's actually pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. What's that recipe? Share it with us.
It's hummus is just tahini, which is sesame paste, mm-hmm. lemon juice, and chickpeas. So you can use the canned ones. I usually make.
I know, but I never understood how to do that. How do you like grind?
Just in the food processor.
Just food process it all together.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about ginger. Ginger is another great spice that, you know, all pediatricians recommend, and lots of scholars and teachers and whatnot, you know, we're just moms, but ginger you can add to just about anything, and it's really, really good for your digestive system.
Yep.
So if you're having a baby that's very colicky, it's something that's always very, very suggested to try. Yep. And
That's what's in gripe water sometimes, you know, the gripe water for colic you can buy in the stores. A lot of times that will have dill seeds or fennel, chamomile, ginger.
Wow, that's if you get a good one. But yeah. So you can make it yourself at home.
You can make it yourself, yeah. I mean,
right. And the way to do this,
you always
want to
be careful with little tiny babies, you know.
Yeah, this is all
systems.
Like I said, the AAP recommends to start introducing spices to your babies around 7 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then I did find other resources online who say, you know, 1-year-old, just to be on the safe side. And again, you always just have to follow the protocol. You want to introduce, and it's fun. It's fun for you and your baby, for him or her to learn his palate, his taste, and his likes. You introduce one at a time for 2 to 3 days. Then you introduce another one separately for 2 to 3 days. And then you start mixing them in once you know exactly what your baby likes, and your baby can learn to know, you know, his own taste, and his own digestive system can just grow and be stronger within that process of how you're introducing these spices. I'm really excited. I'm excited to go home tonight and get Wally a big steak and spice it up. What do you recommend for steaks?
Steaks, I love just salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. See, I like to stay away from the salt. I know that my director, Jack, was just telling me that somebody had a great show on Heritage where they were talking about how salt can be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to learn about that. I have my father is a diabetic.
We've always had
like a lot of salt issues in my family and high cholesterol. So... it's just something that I've always been wearing. And so what I do is I do the lesser of two evils. When we go out to eat at restaurants with Wally, I do not worry about the salt. I know that he's getting his salt. But then when I'm at home, I don't use salt ever. And I'm sure that's probably why things aren't as tasty to him. But that's just my own personal salt control.
One of the good things about salt is that it helps meld the flavors of food.
Right.
And helps things cook a little bit better. So we use it, you know, not heavily at all, but it's definitely in there. And we always use sea salt, too. which has a little bit of trace minerals, which is always good.
Some other spices that you might want to consider adding to your baby's foods is alcohol-free vanilla. This will make their, yeah, that's what the AAP says, that that will make, you know, maybe if you're having a hard time getting your baby to eat, eat a little bit more there. Lemon zest and orange zest. Mm. I'm assuming that's just like what? Like just shredding the peels, right? That's what
Yeah, you buy a special grater called a zester. And you just,
on the peels.
Yep.
On, I mean, what am I saying? The
The peels. It's just the, it's usually just, you know, and a lemon will be just the yellow part, you know,
and then
it's the white part after that.
Yeah, so this is something that, like, lots of bakers do when baking, but you can do this with your baby, so you can add lemon zest and orange zest.
It's good with fish and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And not only will, you know, offering spices to your baby make eating more interesting for him or her, but it'll also, it can help you avoid salting food or adding sugar to make it tastier.
Yeah.
And this is a statement from, again, the American Association of Pediatrics, American Academy of Pediatrics. So it's really good. You don't have to just stick to salt and sugar. Mm-hmm. Wally is here. He's been very sick. Another thing I wanted to recap today and let you guys local know if you are tuning in is that tonight there is going to be a screening at the Earth School that is put together by two wonderful mothers, Sylvia and Sarah. There's going to be a screening at the Earth School of a very important movie called Gaslands. If you haven't seen it, next week I will be doing a follow-up segment to my anti-fracking Introduction to Growing Good. It was my second show that I ever aired with the Catskills Citizens of Safe Energy organization. And they are having a screening for parents tonight at 6:30 at the Earth School in Brooklyn. And there will be child care provided if your child is enrolled in the Earth School. So that's very cool. Unfortunately, we can't go. But if you have a child that attends Earth School, you can come and they will give you free child care. They're going to be having pamphlets and lots of information for how you can get involved. So,
Mama.
Yes.
Mama.
Really? You think that anti-fracking is important?
No.
Yeah. Do you want mommy to cook with more spices in your food so that it's more yummy?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try really, 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 really hard. Melissa, it's always such a pleasure to have you around. You're such an inspiration to me.
As are you.
Give us some quick tips that you do in your diet.
You know what I wanted to say is something that my husband always forgets is that with freshly ground black pepper, he likes to make it nice and coarse, which means for the baby, he gets a big chunk of black pepper in his mouth every once in a while, which he does not like. So be careful with freshly ground any spices. Big, huge chunks babies do not like.
And in terms of the preparation, they have to be, it just has to be cooked like a long time. Like you want to make sure that it's kind of like liquid. Does it like liquefy or?
The spices will, I like to add fresh herbs right at the end.
Okay.
For like a little, it just adds a little bit of life. And then dried herbs and spices you want to cook for a little while so that the oils can mix with the rest of the food.
Right. And that's where a lot of the medicinal qualities are.
Yeah. In the oils. Yep.
Yeah. And you can, again, you can research the medicinal qualities. But mostly what I found from my research is that it's all about improving digestion, improving energy, improving sleep habits.
A lot of them are high in antioxidants too.
Right.
Rosemary, oregano, cinnamon, turmeric, black pepper, cloves, garlic, paprika. Those are all nice and high in antioxidants, which are help fight cancer.
Right. Right. And also for city kids like our kids, you know, you just need, even just for your skin. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Get those stuff out of your pores, these poor little guys. So thank you so much, Melissa. Thanks for coming. We're going to try to get some more recipes together. I'm going to be doing a show on teas for expecting moms in December. And some more really fun holiday stuff coming up. Love and light to you. Say bye, Wally.
for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.